This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been officially nominated as Republican presidential candidate. His nomination became official after he secured majority of votes from Republican National Committee delegates in Milwaukee last night. This marks Mr. Trump's third consecutive run after winning in 2016 and losing to President Joe Biden in 2020. U.S. presidential election is scheduled in November this year. Mr. Trump announced Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. The 39-year-old Vance brings to the ticket experience in the U.S. military. He's a former venture capitalist and author of Hillbilly Elegy, an autobiography. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day official visit to Mauritius beginning today. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jagannath, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of the Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively take stock of various facets of bilateral relationship. The ministry said the visit underscores the importance of India-Mauritius relationship and is a reflection of India's neighborhood first policy, Vision Sagar, and commitment to the global south. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 7th apex level meeting of the NACO Coordination Center, NCORD, on Thursday in New Delhi. Mr. Shah will launch the National Narcotics Helpline Manas, Madak Pradarth Nishedh Asuchna Kendra, and inaugurate the Narcotics Control Bureau's NCB Zonal Office in Srinagar. Mr. Shah will also release NCB Annual Report 2023 and Compendium on Nasha Mukt Bharat. This meeting will focus on coordinating and synergizing the efforts of various central and state government agencies involved in counter-drug trafficking and abuse in India. Supreme Court has dismissed a review petition filed against its January 3 verdict refusing to form any SIT or group of experts to conduct an investigation into the Adani Hindenburg issue. After perusing the review petition, a bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra said there is no error apparent on the face of the record. In its January 3 order, the Supreme Court had said that reports prepared by third-party organizations such as Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCCRP, and Hindenburg Research cannot be regarded as conclusive proof. The Supreme Court yesterday issued notice on a fresh batch of petitions filed by the National Testing Agency, NTA, seeking the transfer of pleas pending before the Rajasthan High Court related to the alleged NEET UG paper leak to the Apex Court. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra issued the notice to the petitioners before the Rajasthan High Court and tagged the transfer petitions with the already pending matters on the issue. Civil Aviation Minister Kindirampu Ram Mohan Raidu said that making air travel more accessible and affordable are the key priorities of the government. He said the government is making efforts to provide last-mile connectivity to the air travellers. Speaking during the curtain raiser event of the Second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference 2024 in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu highlighted the initiatives taken by the government to build robust infrastructure of civil aviation in the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region today. IMD says that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch till today. It has issued red alert for these areas and orange alert over Kerala for today. In Sweden Open Tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Elias Aimer of Sweden in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Perstad Tennis Stadium in Sweden today. In the men's doubles clash, Sumit Nagal with Karol Drzewiecki of Poland will face France's Alexander Mueller and Luka von Asch this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.